श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य भुवन नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत राधा शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे श्री गुरु चरण पद्मा केवल भक्ति सद्म बंदो मोहि सावधान मते सो वर्ड बाय वर्ड श्री मीन्स ऑपुलेंस She means the goddess of fortune. And usually this word is put before someone's name to give some respect. Guru means spiritual master. Charan means feet. Padma means lotus. Kevala means only. And Bhakti means devotional service. Sadhana means house. Bando means Bando. I am praying. Mui means me, I. Bando Mui Shavadana means, Shavdhan means careful. And mate means in this way. So, Sri Guru Charana Padma. Guru, first word, you have to understand very carefully, means spiritual master. So, Guru, this word has several meanings. One is, means that one who removes ignorance or darkness. We have this prayer, Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasma Sri Gurave Namaha. Respects are offered to the Guru. Why? Because he removes the darkness of ignorance. It's a very good example given in this verse, that of cataracts. Cataract. Cataract means that the power of the eye is there, but it has become covered by some growth. So it needs to be, just the cataract needs to be cut, and then you can see nicely. So in the same way, our original Krishna consciousness is there, but it's covered by illusion. Now, that needs a very expert person to do that cutting. The person who's cutting is not expert, you'll lose your eye altogether. So, Guru means one who takes us from the darkness to the light. Tamasima Jyotirgamaya. Come out of the darkness, come to the light. Light means Krishna. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Hoy Antaka Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhika. Krishna is just like the sun, and Maya is just like darkness. Darkness means where the power of the sun, the light is not reaching them. Darkness means absence of light. What's the word for darkness in Russian? So, naturally, when the sun rises, then all the darkness goes. So when the sun of Krishna consciousness arises in our heart, then the darkness of ignorance automatically goes away. There are different people they try to teach by jnana or karma or yoga. That's like bringing a little candle. Little the darkness may be dispelled, but the power of the candle becomes insignificant when the sun rises. Therefore, guru really means one who teaches about Krishna. Guru, basically, one meaning is the teacher. So you'll find music teacher is also called guru. Dancing teacher is also called guru. Now this word guru has become popular in the Western countries, in the English language also. So if anyone is teaching anything, they call him a guru. But the real meaning of guru is acharya, one who teaches acharyati yashastrani, who teaches according to the shastra. Conclusion of the shastras is to serve Krishna. Idaischa sarveraham eva vedyaha. In all the conclusion, the object of all these scriptures is to know Krishna. Therefore, guru really means one who teaches about it. Shatkarma nipano vipra mantra tantra visharada avaishnava guru nasyat vaishnava svapacha guru. Even if someone is very expert in all the Vedic mantras and tantras and yantras and so many different things, but if he doesn't know Krishna, then he cannot be a guru. And if someone is born in a family of dog eaters, but he's a pure devotee of Krishna, guru means one who teaches about Krishna and thus brings us from the darkness of ignorance. Now someone who doesn't teach about Krishna, he doesn't take you from the darkness of ignorance. Because ignorance means not to know Krishna. So if someone's teaching, you come to me, I'll be your guru and I'll teach you to fly in the sky, then he's a nonsense. And gurus, they teach, I'll teach you meditation and then you can hover, you can levitate, you can jump like a cockroach. So many different gurus, so many gurus, they say, I am God. But guru never says he is God. What? Guru says, I am a servant of God, you are also a servant of God. I will teach you how to serve God. So this word guru is very much misused in the modern age. The real meaning of guru is a faithful devotee of Krishna, who teaches others also to serve Krishna. Guru also means heavy. That doesn't mean that he has to eat 35 chapatis, but it means he's heavy with knowledge, and he's heavy to give you that knowledge. Sometimes people think, I'll just come to the guru and guru will bless me, and that's all my business finished. I don't have anything else to do. The guru means he must chastise you.
That is his mercy. So many people come, Guru, give me your mercy. And Prabhupada one time he explained, I'll give you my mercy, I'll beat you with my shoes. Beat all the nonsense out of your brain. So Sri Guru Charan, this word Charan is used for feet. Not anyone's feet, but the feet of God and of his great devotees. Because we always like to keep ourselves in the humble position. We worship the lotus feet of the Guru. We don't think I'm on the equal level. So we approach the feet in great humility. Charan Padma, and those feet, they're called lotus feet. Because the lotus is considered the most beautiful thing in the material world. And very pleasing to Krishna. So Krishna has lotus feet. Krishna has lotus feet. Don't get into too much ecstasy.
Yeah.
Don't float off in ecstasy.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You have to listen to that carefully. He has lotus navel. Lotus navel. Garland is of lotuses. Lotus face, lotus lips. So Guru, who is the representative of Krishna, also said his lotus feet. Then Keval Bhakti Sadhana means the abode or the place of pure devotional service. Keval Bhakti means devotion which is not mixed up with anything else. Only Bhakti. That means no karma, no jnana, no yoga. Only devotional service. So the lotus feet of the Guru, they are the abode of pure devotional service. So, Vando Movi Shavadana Mate. I offer my prayers to those lotus feet with great awe and reverence. Very carefully. You always have to remember that Guru means representative of Krishna. Sometimes there is the idea, familiarity breeds contempt. You see, well, here's a man just like me. He eats, he sleeps, he talks, he walks. So what's so special about him? But Krishna warns us, don't think like that. When Krishna is explaining to Uddhava so many different topics of spiritual knowledge, he also explains to him about the Acharya. Acharyam mang vijaniyan navamanyeta karhichit namartya buddhya suyeta sarvadeva mayaguru. He explains that you should know that the Acharya, the Guru, is non-different from me. Non-different from Krishna means, that's explained by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, sakshad bharitvena samasta shastraya roktastatha bhavyata eva shabdi kintu prabho ya priya eva tasya vande garoshi charanaravinda. The spiritual master is worshipped as good as the Supreme Lord because he is the most intimate representative of the Supreme Lord. Acharya mang vijaniyan navamanyeta karhichit. One should never disrespect the Acharya in any way. Namartya buddhya suyeta. One should never think him as an ordinary person. Because Sarvadeva Mayaguru, he is the representative of all the demigods. Practically, the pure devotee spiritual master is more important than all the demigods. Once a devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, do you ever go to see the demigods? Prabhupada said, why? Why should I bother? If you know the president, then why should you go to the junior ministers? Rather, the demigods will come to see me. I won't go to see them. So, Vando Mui Shavadana Mati. One should be very cautious in his dealings with the spiritual master. Never disrespect him in any way. In any way means not by body, nor by mind, nor by words. Vando Mui Shavadana. Jahara prasade bhai e bhavatariya jai Krishna prati hoi jahahote. Every line of this song is full of so much important meaning. Every line of this song is so important for our spiritual advancement. Jahara prasade bhai e bhavatariya jai. Oh, I didn't explain that word by word. Jahara means his. Prasade means mercy. Bhai means brother. This is brat. All comes from Sanskrit. Brother also comes from Sanskrit. Bhata. This word is often used in Bengali Vaishnav songs. It means to address your own mind, to preach to yourself. A means this. Bhava means the material life, the world of birth and death. A bhava tariyajai. Tariyajai is, it means to cross over. Krishna prapti means to attain Krishna. Krishna prapti hoi becomes possible, Krishna Bhakti Hoi Jaha Hoite, becomes possible by him. So, Jahara Prasadit, by his mercy one can cross over the ocean of material existence. And by crossing, then what will you do? So, attaining Krishna is also possible by him. So, this is why Bandho Moi Shavadana. We should approach very carefully, because Guru gives us Krishna. To cross over material existence is not easy. Great yogis are trying in millions of lifetimes to get free from material existence. But if you get the shelter of a pure devotee, then you can very easily cross over that ocean. And Krishna prakti hoi jaha hoi. He can give you Krishna. Krishna she tomara Krishna dite paro tomara shakati ache. Amito kanga Krishna Krishna boli dhai tara pache pache. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, Krishna is yours. You can give me Krishna. You have that power. I'm very fallen and lowly, but I'm simply running after you, calling out Krishna, Krishna. So, Guru Mukha Padda Vakta Chitete Kariya Aika Ana Kariya Maniyash. Again, very, very important word. Guru means spiritual master. Mukha means mouth. Padna means lotus. Vakya means words. Chitete means in the heart. Kariya Aika means to make one. Ar means something. Arana means nothing else. Arana kariha maneyasha. Kariha means to make. Money in the mind and asha, desire. So Guru Mukha Paddava Kachitete Kariya Aika Arana Kariha Maneyasha. Whatever is spoken, whatever words are spoken from the lotus mouth of the Guru, I hear that, I fix that up in my heart, and I don't desire anything else. This is the secret of spiritual success. Sometimes people think, what is the secret of spiritual success? Maybe I should go to Radha Kund and sit in Radha Kund all my life. Maybe I should be very austere and only eat one handful of rice every day. Maybe I should stay up every night and chant 200 rounds. Maybe I should learn all the verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this way, I'll very quickly become advanced. You may do these things, but that is not the actual secret. The real secret is to have firm faith in Guru and Krishna. Yatsya deve para bhaktya yatha deve tatha guru tatsyaite katita hyartha prakashante mahatmana. All the truths of the Vedic scriptures are revealed to those who have firm faith in Guru and Krishna. Arana kariha mane asha, I don't want anything else. Means you hear from Guru, Guru tells you, surrender, you rascal, surrender to Krishna. So you don't think, all right, I'll surrender later. I'll surrender to Krishna, and I'll also surrender to my wife, to my children, to my family, to my country. Or I'll surrender, but I'll keep, maybe in future I'll forget all this Krishna consciousness. So many ways in which we make some little plan not to surrender. But this song is by Narottam Das. Narottam Das says, just forget everything else. I'm so fortunate to have pure devotee, spiritual master. Now whatever he says, you just take it and follow it. Don't even think of anything else. Then you'll be successful. Arana kari hamane asha, Shri Guru charane rati, eisha yutama gati, jay prashadi kure sarva asha. So, Shri, again saying Shri, Shri Guru charane rati. So those other words are explained, Shri Guru charane, then rati means a very strong attachment. Actually this word is usually used for sexual attraction. Rati is the name of the wife of Kamadev, Cupid. Shri Guru charane rati, eishe uttama gati. So eishe, that means this, that. Uttam means topmost. And gati means destination. So this is very important, very, very important one. Sometimes we think, well, I'm chanting Hare Krishna for a few years now, what's going on? I didn't get any visions of Krishna dancing in front of me. I didn't start to understand my position as a gopi in Vrindavan. So why am I not becoming advanced very quickly? Maybe I should go to Vrindavan and find some Babaji to teach me how to become a gopi. But Narottam Das, in the beginning, he said, Shavadhanamate, be careful. So here again, he's saying, and just before this, he's saying, don't think of anything else. Just stick to the lotus feet of your spiritual master. Eshe Uttam, that attachment to the lotus feet of the spiritual master, that in itself is the topmost position in spiritual life. That in itself is the topmost position in spiritual life. You cannot jump over your guru. You think, well, my guru is just teaching me all these basic things. I think I'll jump into the Rasa Leela. I'll stand on my guru's head and jump up to Vaikuntha. But this is not allowed. Krishna doesn't allow it. There are, at the entrance to Golok Vrindavan, there are guards who will kick you out. You can only come in if you're introduced by your guru. You can't force your way in with tanks and bombs. You have to come in with great humility. There's a story, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Some people came to him and they wanted to be his disciples. So he was living in Navadvip and there was some garden that was used for growing flowers and vegetables for the deities. So he engaged them in gardening. And they thought, well, this is a little unusual. Anyway, we'll do it for a little time, and after some time, probably he'll teach us about Krishna consciousness. So they were doing gardening for some days.
Несколько дней.
And weeks.
Недель.
And months.
Месяцев.
Then they approached Babaji Maharaj and said, Maharaj, what's going on? I thought you were going to teach us all about the intimate pastimes of Krishna and how we can become very advanced. He said, you're not ready for that. You just do some service. Clear all the anarthas, all the bad things from your heart. Then later I will see. No question, no. Be patient. So, definitely, if one sticks to the lotus feet of a great saint like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he will attain all success in life. But not according to our own desire. I've been doing all these things, chanting Hare Krishna for a few years. Now I should put on a sari and pretend I'm a gopi. Definitely, there are some people in Bengal, men, who dress as women. So, it's not just a joke. So, Jai Prashadi Puri Sarva Ashab. Jai means again that. Prashadi, by the mercy. Puri, all. Sarva means all. So, we may have so many desires for our spiritual perfection. But we should just remain at the lotus feet of our Guru. And by his mercy, all our desires will be fulfilled. It means Narottam Das is singing the song. When he says all his desires, he's not desiring to have a big house and a big car and